President Trump gives his first State of the Union address tonight, and we're going to hear now from both parties, starting with Congressman Mike Johnson, a Republican representing Louisiana's 4th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome, and what do you want to hear from the president tonight?
I am hoping for a positive message that, as the White House said yesterday, will be encouraging and bipartisan in its tone. There's a lot to celebrate from the first year of the Trump administration. We've accomplished a lot in the first year. I think he's got a lot to tout, and I expect it'll be an uplifting message.
The president is also likely to talk about immigration, and last week he outlined an immigration overhaul that, among other things, would include a path to citizenship for as many as 1.8 million people in the country illegally. Is that something you're willing to vote for?
Not in its current form. Of course, the devil's in the details. But, you know, we've been concerned. I'm a conservative in the House. We've been concerned about how we handle the delicate DACA dilemma, as I call it. You know, we don't feel like it's appropriate to reward illegal immigration. It's not the answer, because if you create a special avenue to citizenship, it only encourages others to come here illegally. At the same time, I think all of us have great sympathy for those persons, and we've got to handle that very carefully. There are some good proposals on the table. We've been working on it in the House for months, and I hope we can get back to some of those reasonable suggestions.
Because these are people who didn't make the decision on their own to come into the United States. They were brought here illegally.
They were, and that's why, you know, I think that there's a wide consensus in the Congress that something has to be done for the DACA recipients. But, you know, the American people, I think, are consistent in their belief that we need a strong border, that we need to enforce our immigration laws so that they're meaningful, and that we send a message to the whole world that we really will abide by the rule of law here. I think that's an important thing for us to do.
What about the other message, though, that a wall, for example, would send to the rest of the world? Your colleague in the House of Representatives, Democrat Luis Gutierrez, said, "Why don't you just take your middle finger and point it at Mexico, because it's the same thing. I really don't believe that it's about security. It's about saying brown people stay out of the country."
Well, look, I think that hyperbole is totally misplaced. I think that there are people on both sides of the aisle who genuinely understand that a secure border is important for national security. It's important to maintain the rule of law. We know that there are dangerous criminals that are coming through the porous border, you know, the southern border as well as the northern border, for that matter. We have to address the problem, and to do it in a way that's reasonable. I don't personally believe that a physical structure of a wall is necessary across the entire southern border, but there are parts that do need a physical wall, and we need to combine that with technology, drone technology, for example, that the border security agents say will get the job done. So, you know, I support the president's initiative on that. I think the majority of the Congress does, and I hope that it's a big piece of the immigration plan going forward.
Do you expect some sort of immigration plan to be agreed upon in the next couple of weeks and avoid another government shutdown?
Well, we hope so. You know, as I mentioned, there was a bipartisan working group that was advancing ideas through the process prior to, you know, the president's announcement, the White House announcement. I think there's a lot of good ideas on the table. I think we can come together and reach that consensus so that we don't face another government shutdown. I think everyone regrets when that happens, and it places good men and women, federal employees, and our military in a very unfortunate situation. I think we can avoid that.
One more thing you've no doubt heard. In fact, you've probably seen this memo prepared by Congressman Devin Nunes' staff. Have you read it, and do you think it should be made public?
I have read it, and I do believe that it should be released to the public. And the reason I believe that is because, you know, if we're going to maintain a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, as Lincoln famously said, it relies very much on transparency. And I think this summary can be released in a responsible manner that doesn't jeopardize national security interest in any way. And I think the people themselves should be able to draw their own conclusions and make their own decisions about it once they have the information.
What about the fact that the Justice Department does not agree with you on that? They don't think that this should be released.
I've heard those concerns. I think many of those concerns are overblown from what I've seen. You know, this is a summary of classified material. It's not the underlying material itself, and because of that, I think it could be released responsibly. If the Justice Department or key figures in the intelligence community felt that some parts should be redacted, you know, that's a possibility as well. I think the White House will take all of that under advisement and make the right decision.
Do you think that Robert Mueller is handling his job well?
I think as an individual, he's a man of great integrity. But I can tell you, as a member of the House Judiciary Committee, we've had multiple hearings over the last year trying to dig into the allegations of bias in that investigation. And some of the evidence, I'll tell you, is very compelling, that there have been at least some individuals involved in the process who clearly had a bias against the person and the administration that they were investigating. That's a real problem. And it raises some big questions about the integrity of the system.
That's Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.